Boker Tov. I want to share an amazing story that I read from Rabbi Nachman Seltzer's book, Zerah Shimshon. And I feel like there was a lot of Hashkacha Pratos leading me to this story. On Motzei Shabbos, the minhag of Chassidim is during the Malava Malka meal to read or to tell stories of Chassidim, tell stories that inspire you. And I try when I remember, when I can, to read some stories. And this Motzei Shabbos, little candle, and this is a story that I read. I'll explain why I think it was a shkacha after you hear it. I think it's a really beautiful one. So, there was a rabbi in a shul in Chutz Laaretz, and he was a good rabbi. Felt like he really cared about all of his congregants. And there was one particular congregant, an older man named Mark, who was a regular at the shul. And the rabbi noticed something fascinating. While this Mark was always there on time, when it came to Birchat Kohanim, on those special holidays when you're in Chutz Laaretz, they do Birchat Kohanim, the blessing of the priests. So Mark would always disappear. And it took a while till the rabbi figured it out, but he noticed this pattern and he was confused. What's going on here? Why would he suddenly ditch at Birchat Kohanim? So one day decided he needed to get to the bottom of this. So he decided, he invited Mark over for the Sukkot meal. And he figured that there's no way that he could belt, leave before Birchat Kohanim at the end of Musaf if he was going to the rabbi's house. But lo and behold, Musaf came, and right at the beginning of Chazaret HaShas, Mark was folding his talis, and he left. Then at the end of Shul, he was there to greet the rabbi. But the rabbi was on to him. He figures something's going on here. Mark is ditching Birchat Kohanim. So at the Sukkah meal, after L'chaim or two, things kind of eased up. And it was just the rabbi and Mark sitting at the Sukkah table. So the rabbi asked him point blank, "What's going on here with Birchat Kohanim? What's the deal, Mark?" And Mark's face turned white. And the rabbi regretted a little bit having asked him, but he really felt like it was his obligation to figure out what was going on here. And Mark looked at the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, I'm going to tell you something I've never told anyone. I'm going to tell you a crazy story. So I was in Auschwitz, and the Nazis, Yamach Shemam, they crammed us into this place that was meant for maybe, 600, but there was 800 Jews, 8 people to a bed, and that was how we lived. It was a terrible time, but there was one thing that kept us going. There was a yid there named Shlomola, and Shlomola was our Rebbe, was our father, was our grandfather. He was everything for us. His mamish everything. He managed to even keep a little beard somehow in Auschwitz, and he would every Shabbos sing nigunim. When the barracks were closed and it was just us, the Yidden, the special holidays, he would sing with us. And every night he was up listening to another Yid, sharing in their pain. And one morning, Shlomola waked up with a special smile on his face and he said, "Yidden, it's 2 weeks until Pesach. Zman Chirut. We need to get some matzah." And everyone's got excited. Matzah? Here in Auschwitz? What, are you crazy? But the rat, Shlomola, said, "Yidden, put your heads together. Let's make this happen." And that night, everyone was brainstorming until finally a plan was made. They were going to get one of the Nazi servants and they were going to have him, a Jew named Merike, make some matzah. So they got this Merica, and Merica, of course, is very hesitant. He said, "They catch me, they'll rip me apart." But they said, "Listen, if we're not willing to make matzah for Pesach, then what's our life worth in this hellhole?" And Merica said, "For Shalom Allah, I'll do it." And somehow, that Pesach, there was matzah. And Pesach came, there were 800 Yidden sitting by the side of the road, and not the side of the road, I'm sorry, sitting in the barracks, doing Pesach together. And they divided the matzah into 800 little pieces. And everyone was mamish experiencing the freedom of Pesach. They were blessing each other. Next year we should be free men. It was a moment of jubilance. Until a Nazi walked into the room. A menace, a devilish menace with a smile on his face because he caught the Jews. And he takes his gun and he says, "What's happening? What's going on here?" Silence. But it was too late. They had been caught up. So the Nazi takes a Jew, a random Jew, and says, "Jew, tell me what's happening or I'm going to kill every single person here." And he takes the gun and points it to the Jew. And the Jew is silent. And he says, "Ah, brave Jew, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill everyone else here until I find out what's going on here." And he takes the gun, and suddenly, Shlomo steps up and says, "I did it. I organized this. Don't shoot him, shoot me." And the Nazi smiles, and he takes the gun, and he points it at Shlomo. He says, "I'm not going to kill you now. I'm going to kill you tomorrow, in front of everyone, when you admit that you dared to rebel against us. Have a good night, Jew." And that night, every single Jew in that barracks was davening like they've never davened before for this, for the Shlomo to survive. And the morning came, and the Nazi puts the Shlomo in front of everyone, tells him to admit his crime. Shlomo takes off his shirt, and they take the gun, and they're about to shoot him. And Shlomo says, "Wait, I have one final request." And the Nazi is a little amused. He says, "What do you want, some food?" He says, "No, I don't want food. I don't have any clothing. I don't have any money. I don't have anything to give my fellow Jews. But I'm a Kohen. And I've been given by God the right to bless my fellow Jews be'ahava, with love. I want to bless my fellow Jews." And there's this silence, and with a quiet, strong voice, he blesses. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. And he finished the bracha, and the Nazi shot him. Mark ends the story and says, after the war, I didn't want to have anything to do with Judaism. I wanted to marry out. And I was already engaged to a non-Jewish girl, but I couldn't go through it. Every time I would remember that Birkat Kohanim, I couldn't go through it. And I wanted to send my students, my children, to non-Jewish schools. But every time I was about to do it, I remembered that bracha. And I couldn't do it. I remember that love. So here I am. I go to shul. But I made one commitment to myself. I want the last Birkat Kohanim that I ever hear to be the bracha that I heard from Shlomo. It's what's kept me going. And with that, he ended the story. The rabbi understood. And had a last l'chaim. I thought it was a beautiful story. And the next morning, I found out that my good friend Yisrael David, the blind Holocaust survivor, who I had the zchut to be friends with for a long time, passed away. I don't know what the connection exactly is, but I know that there's something there. And I just bless us. It's a day full of Mesiris Nefesh, love, and appreciation for the blessings that we have.